وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking for humanity in the Quran, and to be more specific, we are looking at human traits that make us human in the Quran. The Quran being the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the constitution to life itself, it tells us everything that we need to know and everything that we should be. Now, when we look at the Quran and we want to search for human traits, traits that me and you need to have in order for us to save our humanity, to maintain our humanity, there's a long list of traits that the Quran says that a person needs to have. Some of these traits are good traits that we need to have, and some are bad vices, traits that we should not have as well. So I will pick up on a few things, few of these traits, and we try to explain them and see how we can relate them to us and to the nature of human beings as well. One of the traits that the Quran in depth talks about, and in many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about and discusses and brings to the attention of man, is the concept of taqwa. Now, taqwa itself, being the first virtue, being the first trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have. And the Quran keeps mentioning that a person needs to be a muttaqi. He needs to have taqwa. Taqwa is this and taqwa is that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly mentions the word taqwa and the importance and the emphasis on taqwa itself. So I want to have a look at a few verses in the Quran that are related to taqwa, and we want to see how we can learn from them, adopt them, and we see how we can benefit from them in terms of being human beings and dealing with other human beings. The first verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, or actually the first verse that I picked that I want to talk about, is the verse 102 in chapter 3, Ali Imran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in this particular verse, says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullah. O you who believe in Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or have piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a call to the believers to have taqwa. That's the call. Allah saying everyone should be a believer in Allah. Every human being should believe in Allah. And thus, everyone needs to be what? Needs to be a muttaqi, needs to have taqwa in their life. Now, the simplest way we can define taqwa, or in here piety, is being God conscious. God conscious is the key to everything. Before we talk about God consciousness, let us take a break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran, verse 102, he says, O who you believe, have taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Fear Allah, be pious of Allah in the way it should be done. So we said piety here, or taqwa, is God consciousness. We need to have God consciousness in our life, and it is the core of life itself. When a person has God consciousness in his daily life, then the chances of him doing wrong or oppressing his fellow human beings will be nothing, to at least minimum. So the verse highlights the importance of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living a life that is in accordance with his command, because this is what God consciousness means. It means I only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. So he's giving me a set of commands. He said, you should not steal, you should not kill, you should not harm others verbally or physically, you should not do this and that. So all these commands, when they are constantly vibrant in my mind, and I'm constantly thinking about them and constantly conscious about them, because I don't want to cross the limits of Allah, I don't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus makes me a muttaqi, makes me God conscious. And therefore, everything that I do will be according to Allah. So you see, taqwa is not just about fearing Allah, but also about having a sense of awareness and consciousness of God in our lives, and recognizing that one is accountable to Allah. All the actions that we do, we will be held accountable. This consciousness, it drives the individual to act justly, kindly, shows compassion and respect, and is an essential aspect of maintaining human rights. Because this is exactly what it means to be God conscious, is to show all of these characteristics and all these traits to your fellow human being. In Islam, human rights are considered to be sacred and protected by Allah's law. The belief in accountability to Allah and the importance of taqwa helps the individual to treat each other with dignity and respect, regardless of their social status, ethnicity, or religion. And that's the beauty of Islam. The laws are meant to be for everyone. No one should have superiority over other. No one should use his lineage or his race or his religion to oppress other people. In this way, taqwa, or God consciousness, plays a crucial role in protecting human rights and promoting a just society. It helps individuals to act in a responsible and ethical manner, which is essential in maintaining peace, stability, and security in the community. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously emphasizes on the mu'mineen needing to have taqwa. And Allah keeps going, ittaqu, ittaqu, ittaqu. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some acts in Islam compulsory so we can attain taqwa. Inshallah, we will discuss this further in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.